This is 5 Minute Friday, a time to help you focus on positivity, intentionality, thoughtfulness, and growth. And now, Dr. Glenn Krieger.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger here with your 5 Minute Friday. So now that we're back at work, many of us, and many of us are about to go back to work, I want to give you a quick little insight into something I've learned. And you've seen me write about it, particularly a couple of days ago. Things are not going to go perfect. There are going to be problems. You may have lost team members like I did. But the one thing you want to keep in mind is that you've got to have a plan. Things are not going to be perfect, but you've got to have a plan. So it doesn't mean you've got to sit there and go write down a plan for every single thing you expect to do moving on from now until whenever. But the last couple of weeks since we opened have illustrated to me the value of, number one, great leadership, and I'm not saying I did, I'm just suggesting that you do that, and two, the plan you put down. Now, the plan, in a broader sense, just simply means, how are you going to do things, right? So, the day before we opened, we did a dry run of every single thing we were going to do in the office from beginning until end. So we spent about 7 hours working on who's going to be outside checking people in, if you have the ability to do that. How is the workflow going to happen? How are we going to communicate with patients before the appointment? How are we going to communicate with them once they've gotten there? How are we going to communicate with them once we're done? Who's allowed in clinic? Where do they stand when they're outside waiting in terms of social distancing? What kind of PPE do we need to move through things? So I'm going to give you a really quick rundown real quickly here of my plan that we had for our office just to help you along a little bit because we're all in this together. So we would communicate with patients, asking them for any updates that we needed for health histories and what have you before the appointment, letting them know that things were going to be different in writing as well through our program, Rhinogram, which is what we use. When they arrive, if they've submitted their paperwork, they just have, you know, a questionnaire that they've got to fill out. And so there's two paperworks, right? There's the new informed consent paperworks that I believe you can get through the AAO. And of course, there's the questionnaire that you need to give them the day of. That cannot be filled out ahead of time, though the informed consents and those sorts of things can be. If they've not yet done it, the young lady at the front desk, the check-in outside, who so happens to be my college-age daughter home for the summer, which is a great position for somebody like that, She just says to them, hey, by the way, I'm going to send you just a couple of quick papers for you to finish. And if you can sit in your car and fill them out, that would be great. And nobody complains. They go to their car, sit in their air conditioning, and they fill out this thing that's sent back. She tells them that when they're done with it, to stay in their car, and they'll get contacted by the clinical team. And she confirms their text number. My team then gets informed when the paperwork is in because the patient is, quote unquote, ready for treatment. They're told that through the walkie-talkie system we wear, the Motorolas. And then the clinical team will send a rhinogram to the cell number that was provided when they checked in to say, hey, John, we're ready for your appointment. Mom, if you can, or Dad, can you please send out, you know, your son or daughter, and we'll meet them at the front door. And one of my clinical assistants meets the patient at the front door, brings them back, and walks them to the chair, does everything for them. There are no parents in the back unless it's a growth check or unless it's a new patient. Patient is seen. After the patient is seen, an appointment is typically made by the assistant at the chair, and a rhinogram is sent back to the parents that tells them, we're sending little Johnny back. Here's an appointment scheduled for this time. If this does not work, just call the office and they'll reschedule that for you. Most of the time, the assistant will walk the patient out. If it's an adult, they leave. If it's a child, the assistant will walk the patient back to the correct car to make sure they arrive where they should be. And oftentimes, we'll spend 30 seconds to a minute talking to mom. Or if things are pretty hectic and the assistants are all tied up, I myself will walk out to the car. Now, mind you, my front door, I'm in a strip mall-like location, so my front door leads out to the cars. So I can walk outside, talk to moms and dads, have a chat with them, and go right back in, and it's less than a minute. If you have a, if you're in a building with, you know, 20 stories and that can't happen, I might suggest a check-in table outside the door to your office with a number of chairs where parents can sit, spread out social distances. But either way, when they're done, they go on their way and we flip everything. And of course, at the end of the day, we fog everything with hypochlorous acid. Throughout the day, we have other sterilizing protocols. We have a couple of HEPA filters that have UV built into them. And of course, there's so many other things we can talk about relative to PPE for aerosol-producing procedures. And without getting overwhelmed here, I'm telling you, make a plan. Just make a plan for what you're going to do from start to finish. We did not slow down our schedule. We saw we're not a super busy office, but we did see on average in the mid 80s number of patients this week. Were there times it went off the rails a little bit? Absolutely. Were there times it went spotlessly perfect? Absolutely. But it's important that you have that plan so that when patients come in, you know what you're doing and you walk them through it effectively. And the more we did it, the better we got at it. And were there times we fall behind? Yes, there were. But at the end of the day, we're working our normal three-day-a-week schedule, seeing about 85 patients, and yes, we go home tired but happy. And this is where the second part of the equation comes in, your leadership. It's super important that as a leader, you don't get down. You can't say, oh, crap, guys, it's going off the rails. Can't do that. You have to stay positive. You got to stay focused because for the rest of the team, this is unusual, and they're going to look at you and see how you handle it. And if you keep it all together, they're going to keep it all together. And so again, as I posted the other day, it gets tough. It gets hard. It tests our patience. People are stressed. We need to be there for them. For many of your patients, this is going to be the first time they've left the house. And so just make this a great outing. Let them know how much you care about them. 99.9% of patients are going to completely understand. You will have that one jerk who's going to be stressed out and ask something stupid. Take them aside, have a one-on-one conversation, and empathize with them, and they will leave upbeat and happy because I believe that most people inherently are not jerks. They only act that way when they're stressed out and don't know what else to do, and they revert to some character flaws. So again, be kind, be nice, have that plan, be an amazing leader. Let's all stay here together with each other and take care of each other and know that no matter what happens, I'm always here for you. Wishing you a great day. We can get through this. It's going to be life as normal at some point soon. And we'll all look back on this and remember how we made it through this together. So have a great day. Have a great weekend. And reach out to me if you need anything. Take care.